Welcome to Write Your Book Your Way, the interview series that goes behind the scenes of real self-published books to explode the myth that there's a right way to write your book and give you the freedom to write in a way that feels good to you and gets it finished. I'm Chris Emery, owner and lead editor at Chris Emery Editorial, and I'll be interviewing my past clients, all first-time non-fiction writers and entrepreneurs, to show you how it can be done. That means how it could be done, not how it necessarily should be done. Today I'm talking with Kira Barr, who I worked with as editor on her book, The Skin Whisperer. Dr. Barr is a prominent leader in women's medicine, creating a bridge between hormones, skin, and mind-body medicine to optimize women's midlife experience. A fierce patient advocate and completely dedicated to uncovering the root cause of hormonal imbalances, Dr. Barr empowers women worldwide to take control of their health and their hormones in menopause. She is an international speaker, best-selling author, clinical educator, and considered a leading authority on women's health. Let's dive in to our conversation.
Okay, so let's dive in. Today we have Dr. Kira here. Hi.
Hi.
And we're going to talk about how we work together, and also a little bit before that, explore how you wrote your book before we even came to the editing part. So I'm going to hand to you to kind of introduce the book and how it fits into your business. So where do the book and the business meet?
Yeah, they're intimately intertwined. As a dermatologist, I had been in traditional practice and walked away from that going on 8 years now. And simultaneously from walking away from my practice, I was diagnosed with skin cancer myself. And then that was kind of the tip of the iceberg for a ton of health issues, one after the other, and really kind of hitting rock bottom myself. And the journey I had to take to nurse myself back to health, and as a physician, thinking I knew what to do and learning very quickly, I did not. The book essentially was that journey back to how I regain my health, this idea of resilient health, you know, how to bounce back. And I thought, as a physician, if I struggled and I understand, you know, the literature and can make perhaps a little bit more easily, wade through all the medical jargon and stuff, if I struggled with it, how are other people supposed to do it without, when they're already feeling overwhelmed and stressed? So the book essentially mapped my journey forward, and that journey prompted me to, you know, essentially create the business Resilient Health Institute to help women on their journey. If I could create a roadmap, if I can make it a little easier and walk alongside them. So that was my inspiration. So they're kind of very much in parallel.
Yeah. So how do you work people outside of the book's existence and the product that you've got there? How else do you work with people in the business?
Yeah. So the book really does create the framework for how I work with people. I take people through a process I call skinny dipping. As a dermatologist, my call to action is always to get naked. Number one, we need to, in order to see your skin, examine your skin, I should say, you need to see it. So you got to get naked. But you also have to get naked emotionally, figuratively as well. And so I work with people, taking them through that skinny dipping process of doing a deep dive into, you know, really where they're stuck. Most of the time it's in their health journey and how it's playing out on their skin, but even more so that emotional component, who we're being in our skin, how we're showing up in it, and how that is impacting their day-to-day lives, their business, their relationships, and their health and well-being. So I take them through a step-by-step process to help them kind of get from where they are to where they want to go.
Yeah. So that really could touch any part of their life because of how they're feeling about themselves. But the book is just like cracking that that door open so that you can enter into quite a lot of different areas of transformation. But it really starts with the self and that emotional connection to themselves.
Yeah, for sure.
So you talked a little bit about how your own health journey was the catalyst for the book, but do you remember where along the way you made the decision to actually sit down and start writing? How much processing had you done by the time the book actually kicked off?
Yeah, so it had been several years. I would say the book came out in 2018, March of 2018. And my health really started to take a turn in 2012. So, I mean, I was well into this process. You know, I felt like I had to be enough on the other side to be able to help anyone. And to be perfectly frank, like, I'm still on this journey. And that's why I love doing this work, because I learn just as much from the people I help as they can learn from me. We're all in this together. But I had been processing my process for several years before I sat down to write the book. And I think that's why, for me, writing the book, when I actually committed to sitting down to write it, was a fairly quick process, because I'd already been writing it in my mind for years.
Yeah. And so did you know at the time that you were going through everything that you would write a book about it one day? Did you think to keep notes or anything like that? Or was it really much later down the line that you were reflecting back?
Yeah, the latter. I mean, it was much, I never thought that I would write a book. I mean, I'd written tons of scientific articles, and to be honest, writing is very much like giving birth. It's a joyful experience once it's done, but for me it's incredibly a painful process. You know, I mean, I edit as I write, and so I had no intention really of writing this book as I was going through the process. But once I really started immersing myself more in the integrative and functional, like, health and wellness space, and meeting so many other people, and I would share my story, and you know, the people that I met, they said, no, you should share your story. You can help people with your story. And so as a physician, you know, my role and my mission was always to help people, but I didn't think sharing my own kind of quote unquote, you know, crap storm would be helpful to other people. But with some encouragement, that's kind of how it came to be. I didn't go into this thinking I was going to, you know, capitalize and write a book about it.
Yeah, I think there's a really important point there around how healed you need to be yourself to really be helpful and of service to other people. I think sometimes I will read first drafts that are still quite raw, and it feels like perhaps people aren't enough on the other side of their own experience to really have gotten something to say that isn't passing on something a little bit charged or a little bit, you know, maybe bitter or whatever it is. So it's interesting that the journey for you was, and obviously we're still all on our own journey, but the real rawness was behind you, and then somebody else suggested that this story could help somebody. So that's probably, I would say, the healthier way of doing it. Although that's not to say that writing when you're going through something is not helpful. It's just, I like to really stress the distinction between writing for yourself and writing for publishing. And obviously you've already published such a lot in your career that that distinction was, I guess, already there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anything that I had published previously was purely scientific, you know, evidence-based research. So to write something like this was a little bit intimidating and scary, because, I mean, I totally share my insecurities and my vulnerabilities in it, and that was new. But to your point about having some distance between your experience and the writing, I think really is important. I also, you know, I'm also from the camp of, I'm not very dogmatic. Like, I think my way is one way, but it's not the only way. And so, I'm not, I know some people are like, this is it. and maybe that stems from another insecurity. I don't know. Like, I don't want to like push my views on somebody. I want to, it to be an invitation. Like, here's a way to think about it. Yeah. This is what happened. And, this is what was helpful for me. Take from it what you can, if anything, if it can help you in your journey.
And I think it's great to be clear what you stand for, but there is a difference between that and, like you say, pushing your way onto something. I tend to find the more professional somebody is, the more they know that they don't know, and therefore they're coming from that more balanced perspective. Quite often I see in the market, in what I do, people have published a book once very successfully, and then they're teaching their writing process and their blueprint of a best-selling book. And I work with dozens of writers, and that's the whole purpose of this series, because I want to get behind, you know, what everybody is doing differently and kind of debunk the myth that there is one way of writing a book. So every industry has got its equivalent in that respect, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, what works today may not work tomorrow. And I think that's true of anything, but especially in health and wellness. I'm always like, I'm giving the best information that I know is to be evidence-based, like today. Now, someone could come out with a study tomorrow and debunk everything that I'm saying, and I'm okay with that. So I can
because
keep
that's learning. Progress, right? Like,
right, exactly.
Hope that someone will come up with something even better, especially with the changes in environment and how that affects our health. I imagine that will always be evolving.
Yeah, and the same thing too, like how you write maybe one book, how I sat down and hold myself up to write this book. You know, if I choose to write another one, I'm not sure.
Don't worry, I won't hold you to it.
You know, I've thought about it. There needs to be a follow up, but I might, you know, my process may be very different next time. But this was like, you know, because I had been sitting on it for, you know, so many years, like once I sat down, like it just came out, but who knows, the process may be very different the next time.
Yeah. I think a lot of people finish their books and imagine that they'll be able to write another one very quickly afterwards. But then they remember the first time they didn't know what they had to go through. And so going through a little bit blind was actually somewhat helpful, because the feedback I tend to get is, I don't know if I'd have started on this path if I had known what lay ahead. So once they do know what lies ahead, the second book isn't always necessarily as forthcoming as they think it might be. But we've talked about where you started, but I'd really like to know how you knew that you were finished with what you had to write. So obviously we booked in, and I know that you had a deadline, pressing deadline, because you're working with a particular format where you pre-sell and then you have to release on a certain date. But surely there was more to it than just a deadline. So how did you know you were done?
I just couldn't do anymore. I had mapped out the topics and the chapters that I wanted to accomplish. And even during the editing, I know I added stuff in, because I kept learning more stuff, right? So I think that's the key. It's just giving yourself permission to stop, because you could always add more and always add more. And I knew in terms of what I had been told, that in terms of readability, it really shouldn't be longer than a certain amount. So I was really trying to keep the page count within a certain amount and just tailor each. I really just wanted to introduce a topic, share a little bit, and move on. So I felt like I had outlined the chapter subject matter that I wanted to cover, and then once I did that, I was like, okay, just be done.
Yeah. And would you do anything differently next time? You just mentioned before how you might do something differently next time because, you know, we are where we are at the time. And then we learn something new and that all progresses. But is there anything specific that you can think of that you know that you wouldn't do again, or you know that you would want to improve about your process?
I think my self-care and my quality of life during the writing process. So I sat down and I literally intensely wrote for 3 weeks straight. From basically, I barely slept, wrote from morning till night. It was, my kids were on holiday. It was during the Christmas time holiday. And they didn't see me and I didn't emerge and I missed out and I wasn't present and I didn't feel good in my body and all the things that I'd been, I felt like in many ways a little bit of a hypocrite. So if anyone reads my book, I felt now like I talk about sleep and, you know, self-care and all the stuff. And like, I wasn't practicing what I was preaching during the writing of that book. And if I were to do it again, I would set limits and treat it just like an actual job where there's a, you know, a morning, there's breaks, there's, and I would just really care for myself, take better care of myself during the process.
Do you think that came through in your writing? Only you would know how it compares to other things that you've written before. But do you feel like that sense of taking care of yourself would result in something that you felt better about, or was it just really for you?
I think it's just really for me. Like I actually was really proud of the work that I did, and you know, when I've written scientific papers, it was the same thing. Like I'm just a put your head down and just do it, which is what got me into the health crisis in the first place. So I think it's really just more of just personally for me and how I feel. But the outcome, I was really happy with the outcome. So I don't think that was affected. It was just how I felt and how my family felt a little bit abandoned. And I missed out on some good stuff during that time too.
Yeah. So talking about opportunities and what's come out of it, you know, you mentioned you're happy with the outcome there. Have you had any opportunities come your way or outcomes that you hadn't expected before you got started?
Yeah, so in fact today I wrapped up two interviews to be on summits that came out of, you know, the book and people becoming familiar with the book, or you know, people I've met through doing the, you know, meetings I've gone to and people I interacted with because of writing the book. So that is definitely one. Like coming to Australia and I think having to speak, and so having my book as in many ways leverage and credibility, in addition to, yes, I'm a physician and all, but having something tangible as well to say, this is what I'm sharing, so you can get a flavor of me. Like I can talk to you or I can write you a nice note, but if you read my words, you can get a better sense of who I am and what my philosophy is. And I think that's really been helpful. And it's, you know, I've spoken, you know, internationally, and I will be again, as well as in the States. And so that is because I'm talking about what was in my book. Yeah. So yeah, so those are great opportunities.
Awesome. And that message, do you feel the book really encompasses the message that you have to share? Did it clarify the message for you at all?
I think it did. It helped me get everything that I had up here onto the paper. And, you know, it's funny, periodically I'll pick, because it's, you know, been over a year now since I've written it. And so, like, I'll read it and it kind of surprised me. I'm like, ooh, that's pretty good. Like, oh, I had forgotten that I wrote that. That's a good reminder of a practice. You know, because I've evolved and I keep learning more tools, you know, adding more tools to my tool bag. But going back to it, I do think that it helped really make it more concise. And so, yeah, I do think that the writing process helped hone in and create a framework for sure.
Thank you so much for everything you've had to share. I will share all the details of The Skin Whisperer and where you can get the book just after this video. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Thank you.